This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Vermont author Jack Mayer has a new book based on the true historical period of Germany between the world wars. The book is called Before the Court of Heaven, and Mayer joins us now from his home in Middlebury to talk about this book and about what he says is his mission, and that is to be, quote, a link in a long chain of storytellers who help us remember. Jack, welcome.
Thank you, Mary, for having me.
Your latest book is based on the true historical period in Germany between the world wars. Can you give us a brief peek into that book?
This is based on a story that I heard as a Yom Kippur sermon about the redemption of a fascist assassin, an early Nazi. It was a fascinating story about not only Weimar Germany and how this democracy became a dictatorship and became the Third Reich, but also just a remarkable story of the power of forgiveness and the complexity of redemption.
And I understand that you were born just after World War II and that your parents both narrowly escaped the Holocaust and your whole family came to live in New York City. Can you share what you wrote recently in your blog that says you finally understand your mission in regards to retelling Holocaust history?
My brother and I first lived with my grandmother and my uncle and my parents in a small apartment in Washington Heights, which was that area of New York City where a lot of the German Jewish survivors of the war settled. And there was this nervous, hushed adult conversation about the Holocaust. They never talked to us about it, but it was everywhere. It was kind of the atmosphere that we breathed. What I grew up with was this sort of awkward gracelessness on the part of the adults who had lived through the Holocaust. You know, I understand that now to be a kind of a post-traumatic stress disorder that people experience, and it was the unacknowledged elephant in the living room. As I got older, I began to appreciate more of the burden of the Holocaust that really everybody carries, both survivors and the next generation of, you know, my brother and I. But the silence about the Holocaust was really profound, and it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I learned that my grandfather had been arrested on Kristallnacht and was imprisoned in Dachau concentration camp for 6 months. And my parents were interviewed as part of the Steven Spielberg Shoah project in the 1990s. And it wasn't until I saw their interview that my mother had produced these artifacts that my brother and I had never seen, her identity card marked, stamped Jew, her certificate from the Frankfurt Jewish Nursing School, which had swastikas on it. I never really knew what my personal role or mission was in dealing with this. And I think I have found it now in my writing. I think as a writer, I'm part of that long link of storytellers that keep this history alive. Keeping this history alive is our best immunization against recurrence.
Is it difficult to write with some compassion about certain characters in your book?
Yes, it was quite challenging because my protagonist is an early Nazi. He is a fascist who exemplifies all of the ideas and the horribly twisted philosophy of fascist ideology. It was partially my attempt to come to some understanding of how this sort of fascist ideology gripped a nation. Because we think of Germany, after World War I, the Weimar Republic was a democracy, it was a constitutional democracy, it had the rule of law, it had free elections, yet the German people voted for Hitler and the Nazis, and they chose the fascist dictatorship of the Third Reich. It's taken me 24 years to write this book. It started in 1992. So I never imagined that this story of how a democracy becomes a dictatorship could become a cautionary tale for today. And I feel like what happened in Germany is something that we should learn about and important for us to understand. As a fiction writer, I have tried to walk that narrow line between history and fiction, but you know, I use the particular, the glimpse of individual characters to really focus a larger reality, to understand the larger reality of historical Weimar Germany. And it's as if the ordinary lives that I've depicted in my fiction are kind of like the subatomic particles of history. And if we understand these individuals, these personalities, who are very real, who are not unlike us, it gives us a very visceral understanding of the history then. And I think that notion that, you know, we sort of project evil onto others as if we're somehow not capable of it. And I think one of the themes of my book is that, yes, we are all capable of this. We have our devils and our better angels, and we have choices that we have to make. And we are all capable of both unspeakable horror and remarkable goodness.
Jack, thank you so much for letting us know more about your new book and about your writing process. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time and your interest.
That's Middlebury author and pediatrician Jack Mayer. His latest book is Before the Court of Heaven. You can find out more at vpr.net.